Hello, everyone, and welcome to JeffG tonight. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? We have a couple of news to review tonight. Not anything amazing, but it's clear that the warmongers are activating themselves. We've seen in the UK somehow they start the propaganda of you're going to have to get ready for a war. In the US, we see the Lindsey Graham of this world going insane about Iran. And it seems that they will be using this excuse of a missile from some Iraqi group, which is said to be affiliated to Iran, although Iran denies being affiliated, being involved in this attack at all. But this missile having killed three American soldiers, but it's like, to anyone who would say, well, Jeff, we need to respond. Like, imagine a map of the world, okay? America is here. America has soldiers all over the world surrounding every country they hate. And then it's like you receive a missile in one of those surroundings. Not a missile in America, not a missile in the place where you legitimately belong, but in the places where you are extending your armed empire. You are all over the risk map, with your soldiers everywhere. It's like, oh my God, we just lost three soldiers. Well, you've been accumulating soldiers in places where they don't belong, in places where you don't belong, where you have no legitimate role other than aggression and intervention in other countries. So the eighth wonder of the world says, Jeff, what is your view on Duvid, the YouTuber? Well, I've been talking to Duvid back in the days. We did several interviews on TPS. I don't have much against Duvid. I think he's a sympathetic character. I think he's fun and he's open-minded. But he remains a Jew, you know? Everything he processes from the world, it's always with this little extra care for the Jewish side. And it's like, okay, well, here's a guy who's open-minded and can hear the other side. But what does it change if at the end of the day, he's still going to side with the Jewish empire? Seeing the gentleness and kindness and logical approach of this guy, and realizing that even that is not enough, that even that will not get the Jew out of you, is the biggest black pill. Like, Duvid is a very tame personality, a very, he's a chill guy. He's one of the few I would accept as kind of a friend. I may not totally reject the idea of a barbecue with Duvid. But in the end, he's going to side with what advantages the Jews, and he's going to show increased empathy toward the Jewish side, and that's always what it's going to be. Every freaking time, yesterday I was covering this Miss Japan, who I reported as white because she looked white. We are now discovering that she has apparently an Israeli passport, and that her last name, Caroline Saluk, her last name is very common in Israel. So I don't know. You say fake Landolt Gontram. Fake what? Is the picture with the passport fake? In any case, she's not Japanese, and maybe she's Jewish. That is what I would report for now. I have no time to investigate in details those allegations and whether it's a real picture, but okay, fake Japanese, yeah. that as much as this can be said to be certainly true, she is not a Japanese. It's all fake, says New Guy. Yeah, so many things are fake, you know. I'm looking at the three soldiers' death of the US today by an Iraqi group. I don't know that Iran has so much power in Iraq. I know that a lot of the group in Iraq were probably trained by the U.S., are probably equipped still with U.S. arms. Now I have to believe that their sending of a missile toward the U.S. is an action for, as a proxy for Iran. That sounds fake. That sounds like an excuse to justify the warmongering by Lindsey Graham. So much sounds fake. The whole Texas border thing, people were showing that in other places of Texas, basically there's an open door. There's an open door in the Trump wall in that, you know, Joe Biden drilled out maybe 10 pillars, made a door out of it. What are we doing here? We're doing lots of bravado, very little true engagement, and I wonder what is fake, what is not. That's not fake. A ball of fire at 1,000 degrees Celsius dropped in a bechir of mustard. What would happen? I love that the two components of the mustard are clearly playing a different role here. The fibrous part, probably emerging from things that cannot evaporate in the mustard seed. They form kind of a plastic layer above. And then the liquid part of the mustard, the very liquidy part, erupts kind of in a volcano. That is kind of what volcanoes do, except volcanoes do it with lava and rocks. And here the mustard does it with the liquid part of the mustard versus the fibrous part of it. And I love the rhythmicity of this. I wonder if volcanoes do this too. Do volcanoes have rhythm to them, or do they just outpour once, or do they do like... So you have evaporation under the fibrous membrane, expansion of the gas under the fibrous membrane, ejection from the center because it's the weakly fibrous part, the first to collapse to give space for a release of the pressure. Then once the pressure is down, a restart of the accumulation of gaseous expansion. It keeps going. And the fibrous part becomes more and more cooked, I suppose. More and more dried by time and heat. And eventually, everything comes to an end in the world. Duvid says, God bless, he is on the regular chat. Hello, Duvid. Good to see you. Dino Logovic says, I'm late catching up on 2X. Don't start the war without me, fellas. Well, no worries. I'm not starting any war tonight. Though, if there is a war, I could potentially join all sides of it because AI technology has now been used to make many races version of myself. Here I have Black JF. Man, this face looks exactly like my brother. Now, my brother is white, but holy shit, I'm scared when I look at this face because it really looks like my brother, who's more into sports, you know, he's more muscled than me. If you were to paint this guy white, it would literally be my brother. A digital blackface says Trace Channel. Now, the Asian JF, I like this guy. I think I could be maybe customer service, maybe programmer in some corporation, engineer for some Linux systems. Or if I want to go full falafel, Middle Eastern JF, Indian JF. People have said that he was kind of a cute Indian. It seems that if I was to convert toward the Indian side, I would be performing well within the Indian genre. I don't know, man. I don't know. Could I get a job? Swing It says, how does Jew JF looks like? I don't know. I don't know. We'd have to... I don't know if AI is prepared for that. Taylor Swift could sway the 2024 election outcome. New poll finds with a fifth of voters likely to back the candidate endorsed by the singer. I don't know if she has that much real power. It's self-reporting bullshit, as we say here on the show. Someone said this yesterday on the regular chat. Yeah, it's self-reporting bullshit. And most likely, if Taylor Swift was to take a side, and she's always been siding against Trump, but she's been kind of kept from expressing it too much by her surrounding, because the way they see it is, if you want to be a pop star, you would just lose 50% of your audience to take any of the sides, so you better shut up about it. But she's always been anti-Trump, but in a very meaningless way, and she can't really explain. It's just like, abortion, woman. It's really low-level politics. I don't think she could have a big impact if she was to say anything. NN says, how is Taylor still a thing? I don't get it. Well, Taylor Swift, you know, is... she's kind of the... She's the dream catcher for the hypocrisy of the left. Because here you have a beautiful white woman. And okay, you can argue, oh, Jeff, she's not really beautiful. She's beautiful enough. She's beautiful enough. You can nitpick all you want. She's a beautiful white woman who confirms the superiority of the beautiful white woman in a singing industry that has turned toward fat black performers who are like, they are chosen to be popularized. And it's like, no matter how many Oscars and Grammys you give to these fat black women who sing terribly and who play flute in underwear, the white woman still wins. The white thin woman is still the most beautiful thing in the world. And that is the role to me that Taylor Swift plays. That's why she's such a reference in 4chan. That's why if we're going to do AI simulation of porn, it's going to be with Taylor Swift. It's because she is illustrative of a tension of society, which is that everyone would want a world, not everyone, but every leftist would want a world in which white people are completely incapable of rising to the top. But if you kind of leave some kind of free market, if people still have to buy CDs and iTunes with their own cash and they have to head toward what they feel is good to buy, they're going to end up elevating at the top of the world still a beautiful white female, fully white female, who can't do twerking. Fucking Lunatics says, Tucker Carlson, this is what I was referencing to when I said warmongers are activating. Lindsey Graham this morning, hit Iran, hit them hard. Senator John Cornyn, target Tehran. Yeah, let's go for the Capitol. Let's not lose time. They are trying to capitalize on the death of American soldiers. The congressional hawks are urging to hit Iran hard after 3 U.S. troops are killed by Tehran-aligned militants. Now, aligned, it's like, okay. The only answer to these attacks must be a devastating military retaliation against Iran's terrorist forces, both in Iran and across the Middle East. Anything less will confirm Joe Biden as a coward, unworthy of being commander-in-chief. The Biden administration can take out all the Iranian proxies they like, but it will not deter Iranian aggression. I am calling on the Biden administration to strike targets of significance inside Iran, not only as reprisal for the killing of our forces, but as deterrence against future aggression. Hit Iran hard. Hit them now. In my Christmas show this year, well, last year, I guess you could say, I have predicted that 2024, before the election begins, we will be at war with a major new engagement in the Middle East. How is that looking for now, this prediction? And among my list of very probable targets was Iran. So I totally predicted this. Now, people say, Jeff, it's not so hard to predict that Lindsey Graham will root for war. The problem here is that Lindsey Graham is rooting for war, where the Republican side is not even the one who will end up deciding if we go to war. It's all in the hands of Joe Biden and his professional staff and his people around him, the corrupt agents of the Democrats. And it's very likely that there will be kind of an alliance here between... So all that needs to happen from here to get us into a massive war. And I said my reasoning in Christmas was we have to get into a war because Joe Biden is going to lose the election. It's looking bad for Joe Biden against Trump. And historically, presidents go to war to win their second election. And in fact, the president who did not do this is Trump. He did not go to war, and it led him to lose the election. So historical political philosophy of the U.S. command that Joe Biden would want to get into a random war, whoever it is, no matter what. Turns out that, and I knew they would use some kind of excuse. I knew that there would be some event where some soldiers die. Last time they had tried to, I don't know if you'll remember, they had tried to cry because some drone had been shut down. They had tried to say, oh, well, our drone was flying across on the border of international water around Iran, and they shut it down. It's like, yeah, well, you're flying around another country. Are you 1 meter in? Are you 1 meter out of international water? I'm not going to judge this, but I'm not going. And they were rooting for war back then. Now they're rooting for war because some unrelated entity to Iran, but they claim there's a link to Iran, but some unrelated entity a priori has shot a missile toward an American base. And out of the thousands of times they've done this in the last few years, this one struck. This one turned out to kill Americans. So yes, I think it's what's likely to happen from here is Joe Biden makes some strikes, some restricted strikes, and takes some action just to say, oh, I've done something. And then you could have Congress with both the corrupted Democrat Party dissociating themselves from the anti-war left and dissociating themselves from the... So basically, you would have the centrist of both parties again, the neocons of both parties getting together and supporting further budget, further strikes, and perhaps even an official declaration of war against Iran. And then you would have Joe Biden would have his hands totally untied for any further strike and any further action against Iran. This is how it's going to play out for the next few months, in my view. In fact, it could all happen, what I described here, could all happen within a week or two. Dino Legovich says, Saturn shines, I will go to war if Lindsey goes to war. I'll be right behind him with my bayonet. That wouldn't be a bad position to be in. Stories of rape. Rape is such a traumatizing event in a woman's life. Here we have a girl who is getting comforted because she just got raped. Her mother or helper says, I'm so sorry that the bad man touched you inappropriately. Let's wait 30 or 40 years until he runs for office against a Democrat. I mean, it's basically what they're doing at this point. They are asking us to believe that 30 years ago, this woman got raped by Trump. She kept it. She kept it, and she sit on it like harder than you sit on your own Bitcoin. It's like she held up, she huddled this rape claim, and it built in value until she would finally say it. In fact, this E. Jean Carroll got the law changed in New York so that civil lawsuits could go on with respect to sexual assaults that have happened too far into the past. So she got a change of the law, and then she was able to sell her rape claim at high price when it peaked. Swing It says, huddle the rape, it's genius. I mean, these people are huddling their rape claims longer than I hold my own Bitcoin. It's amazing. They should be seen as the most diamond hands people ever. U.S. officials believe that North Korea will soon launch a limited attack on the South. The New York Times is reporting that the Kim Jong-un government has plans for escalation, saying that it will soon launch some kind of lethal military action against the South, but will seek to avoid a full-scale war. North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un, could take some form of lethal military action against South Korea in the coming months, having shifted to a policy of open hostility. This connects with our discussion of yesterday when I was saying that, you know, a World War III, there's so little that needs to happen for all these tensions to all release at the same time. Some trouble at the border, some change of president in the US, some blind spot in the American empire and imposition of force across the world, and poof, North Korea does this, and China does this, and Russia does this, and Syria does this, and Israel does this. All of it is kind of holding on a very, very small pin. The Spectator Index, Iran says it has nothing to do with the attack that killed 3 U.S. soldiers. You know, I don't fully believe them. Like, I'm not sure. But I think they might be correct. They might be honest. Like, can you imagine you're the Iranian government with your religious hat and everything? And it's like some cell in Iraq has shot a missile toward an American base. I'm not sure Iran is necessarily related to this from a top-down perspective. There is a lot of hate against Americans. There has been, by the way, these missiles shot toward the American bases has been a cyclical thing that has been happening. I've been covering them every few months. It's happening in Iraq, and part of it is the Iraqis don't want the Americans around. They're tired of having the Americans around. They've shown the American weakness. They've seen the American weakness in Afghanistan. They want their sovereignty. I wouldn't necessarily think that Iran has ordered this missile. I think it may be very well the case that they are honest in this one. Iran-affiliated Iraqi Hezbollah brigades claim the responsibility for today's attack against American forces. So an attack that comes very conveniently to justify acts of war for Joe Biden. TuV News was saying it's the 1983 Beirut barracks bombing for 2024. It does look like one of these perfect events happening at the perfect time for causing an escalation. Swing It says, I want to go to Iran for vacation. Maybe not a good idea. Maybe not a good idea. John Drake says, yes, and Russian think tanks are pushing to lower the use of nukes because of what of the West's insane actions. Okay. The Spectator Index says the White House and U.S. military are drawing up plans on how to respond to the attack that killed three U.S. troops. So it will all start with a Joe Biden direct response without authorization of Congress. That's always what they do. They always, it starts with a president doing an arbitrary action, and then Congress can come and back it up or not back it up, giving clues as to how much support across Democrats and Republicans can a neocon get. And usually a neocon president can get pretty a lot of neocon support across the two parties. Rudy Lacid says, it is just as likely that it is Iran as it is a false flag by the U.S. itself, or even Israel did it to kick things off. All 33% chance likelihood, in my opinion. That's pretty much where I am. Yeah, I think you're totally correct. I'm not affirming it is a false flag, but it's like, if there was a false flag, it would certainly be coming from Iraq, where the networks can be, you know, the networks of terrorists in Iraq can very well be operated by whoever funds them. And yes, it can come from Israel. Yes, it can come from the U.S. U.S. has a lot of networking through these networks because the U.S. has had a military presence in the country for a long time. If anything, the U.S. has more impact on the local everyday in Iraq than Iran does. Frog Eyes says, Jeff, can you cover this? He sends me a link. An Indian man who grows rice on his head. I had seen this thing. Look.
To make sure the rice grows better, he has developed the habit of sleeping while sitting up. He can feel when the rice needs water by touching his scalp. When his scalp feels dry, he waters his head.
I think that aquaculture and all these hydroponics are ultimately revealing to you that plants can grow in with their roots in pretty much any kind of crap, any kind of matrix that kind of sustains some level of water, humidity, and biological matter. So I think it's not surprising that the head, the human head, with its hair and therefore with a kind of matrix of some kind of structure, can totally be the place for the roots of a plant. I don't think this plant will be particularly healthy. I don't think it's particularly clean as a practice. I don't think it's particularly practical. It's like, yeah. Why you have that much rice? Like, I don't know that you even have a single meal of rice in this, with this surface area. So you are annoying yourself with a rice plant on your head for months so that you can eat one rice meal. I don't think it's a good idea. Biden blackmail intensifies. He won't shut the border until Congress coughs up Ukraine and Israel funds. Well, what the fuck is this? We've never believed that Biden was serious about blocking the border. Biden has been making everything in his power to keep that border open. And so these threats are totally empty. It's not like, Oh yeah, all we need is one more billion toward Ukraine and now we're going to get a border. we were sending money to Ukraine and Israel for your whole presidency and we didn't particularly have good border action. So it's absolutely unrelated. It's Biden. Yeah, Dino Lugovich says, stop or I'll kill the puppy. It's like, bro. It makes you look very bad. Like, why would you do blackmail on something that is important to the American people? Clearly, this blackmail is a bluff. Clearly, you're not serious about this. But only if... So it will double down on a reluctant agreement to secure the southern U.S. border, but only if Congress passes a bipartisan bill that would also allocate funds to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, and would still allow as many as 150,000 illegals crossings per month. If that bill were the law today, I would shut down the border right now and fix it quickly and bring a bipartisan bill that would be good for America and help fix our broken immigration system and allow a speedy access for those who deserve to be here, Biden said. Except, as many have pointed out, Biden doesn't need Congress or the bill to do that right now. Yeah, completely unrelated. Biden just took a random puppy, and now he's like, I'm gonna kill the puppy. Not credible at all. if you wanted to do anything about the border, you are still under the same laws as Trump was operating in. So whatever Trump was doing well, you can do it. You don't want to do it, and you wouldn't have waited so late in your presidency if you were about blocking the border. You would be blocking now that the damage is done, now that you've brought in your illegals to vote and work as slaves for the American system. John Drake says, what a joke. The Republicans are actively colluding with the Dems to give citizenships to the invaders. Yes, which is why the Trump promise that on the first day of his presidency, he will initiate the largest deportation operation in history. That is kind of becoming the only thing that the only thing worth voting for. It's very interesting as a project. Imagine that we make it an industrial, like, system where there's no pains. We have the judges that are just mass deporting, and we have the planes just rolling on a continuous come and go, drop 150 illegal migrants at a time in some other country. That would be interesting to see this machine put together. Saturn Shine says, Trump will do more immigration reform, which means they will process them in faster. Yes, and I think that there is some unfortunate aspect. I think Trump has the false conception that legal immigration is not a problem. But at least if we can get illegal immigration kind of a beginning of a combat against it. At least it gets us on a good starting point. It's certainly better than Biden. Lendald Guntram says, Ukraine is sending untrained soldiers to the front lines. It is a slaughter. Ukrainians are dying in industrial quantities. That is absolutely correct. It's so heartbreaking to see how war is just the expending of human life, like it's a very cheap commodity. Richard, Nick says, guacamole is the shit. Are you a fan, JF? Yes, guacamole properly made can be interesting. I wouldn't say I'm a fan. It remains a deeply Mexican thing, deeply South American, but avocado pureed in a bowl, salt, pepper, and lime juice and cilantro herbs is pretty much all you need for the perfect guacamole. You don't need to add anything else. I was annoyed. Mama JF was insisting on adding mayo to guacamole, and it was completely useless and completely ruining the guacamole. But yeah, I can accept the guacamole. Aquanote says, what's the JF opinion on Dijon mustard? Since we have discussed mustard so much lately, Dijon mustard is very good. The my type of Dijon mustard is very good. It remains just a general mustard. There are more extreme mustards, but I think it's one of those mainstream products that is like the best of its category in many ways. Just like Tabasco is the best hot sauce, even if it's also the most popular. Sometimes I just side with the normie. Sometimes I just side with the normie-centric expected response. And that's the case for Dijon mustard. Now, Dijon mustard, I don't eat it very much, but if you make a sandwich, one simple way to have a kick to it is to simply put Dijon mustard. It's a very healthy alternative to anything oily or mayo or whatever. Frederick von Finkel, one more of these references and I will ban you forever. You've been trying to cause problems with violence on the chat. One more text of that kind, because it's been two that I had to delete from you today. One more reference to violence, and I will delete your account from this regular chat forever. Think about it, Frederick von Finkel. Richard Spencer says it's complicated. Nancy Pelosi was saying she wants to ask the FBI to investigate alleged Russian financing of Gaza protest. Richard Spencer observes properly. Obviously, Putin and Bibi have a deep relationship, one that relates to Bibi's political coalition that includes many Russian Jews. Israel was also conspicuously reluctant to condemn the Russian invasion and occupation of Ukraine, if only to avoid hypocrisy. I don't think it's completely wrong. However, to suggest that Russia might be attempting to gin up division and chaos through the Palestine issue, but mostly Russia will just promote Trumpism as a long-shot bid to end NATO. Yeah, the interference of Russia in the US, I just don't see it. I don't think it's that strong. There may be some attempts of farm bots or cheap experiments that they do with the internet and with memes. But I don't think much of the important events in the everyday are plots of Russia to influence the West. I think it's the wrong way to read through the everyday news. Now, Russia supporting Palestinian messaging. Even there, it's still with the same biased lens that they concluded the Russia-Trump collusion. It's with the same bias lens that they reach this conclusion now. It's like, oh, well, this Twitter account is a big Twitter account that was pro-Ukraine, and now it's pro-Palestine. But it's like, you know, intellectuals at some point, they will align with issues across many various issues. They will align on these issues like civilizations align to these issues. And it's not surprising at all that someone who's sensitive to the role of the American empire and its attempt at extension to Ukraine, that they would also be sensitive to the extension of the American empire that Israel is, and would eventually side both with Russia on the Ukraine question and Gaza on the Israel question. That doesn't mean Russia is funding this operation. It may just be a logical process by free thinkers. The New York Post has staged the propaganda photos of real child abuse to push a narrative. People will remember these pictures of children, oh my God, terrorized because they had to pass through the barbed wires. Apparently, this was done at the request of the journalist, and they've arranged a picture, and they've arranged it so that it would be like, oh yeah, he has to pass in a very, very tight tunnel of barbed wire. Mindy Robinson had been asking, who the hell crawls through the center and not just over the razor wire. Good thing these disparate and not totally staged at all migrants had a quality digital camera on them. Go peddle your propaganda bullshit elsewhere. Nice to know you're willing to torture kids to do it too. Yeah, no doubt this was arranged so that it would be perfectly photographed. And anyways, it's like what am I supposed to have here? Empathy because a mother is passing illegally her child through a barbed wire. The goal of the barbed wire is that you stay on the other side of the barbed wire. You don't belong here. Lendald says, Russian financing. There is a bunch of Muslims living in Russia, and it is practically certain you will find Muslim humanitarian groups being involved in some capacity. But what about our financing? America has been financing both sides for years. Of course, there is some asymmetry there still. Yes, it's rare that, this whole Russia-Trump collusion and the modern also Gaza-Russia collusion narrative is all based on presuppositions around funding that is not even demonstrated, when in fact American funding for psyops has been documented throughout history and happens again and again. Saturn Shine says, JF, they finance both sides so they never lose. Well, that's how we find ourselves right now, today, with a missile coming from an Iraqi Hezbollah center to a U.S. base. And I'm like, is this really Iran? What are the chances that this missile was ultimately somehow tied to U.S. funding? Somehow tied to U.S. or Israeli-sponsored action? Given the octopus of control that we have over these countries, I cannot abandon this hypothesis in the face of an absence of fact on the alternative also. The Kansas City Chiefs are heading to the Super Bowl after defeating the Ravens with a score of 17-10. The fans of football are all happy that we will have Taylor Swift. We will have more Taylor Swift porn, ladies and gentlemen. I'm calling it out. More Taylor Swift porn will be invading the waves as she continues appearing with her favorite football team here with her new boyfriend.
Awesome job. No turnovers by Kansas City. They got 66 yards in total offense until that play against Marquez Valdes-Scantling as you, Travis Kelce. Hey,
with Taylor Swift.
To the victors go everything. I don't know what
else
to say.
Phil, life is good, huh?
Yeah, life is good. It is. But I'll say this. Kansas City coaches did a great job. And now, if you're the Baltimore Ravens, this was a Super Bowl team they had. This is going to hurt for a long time.
And I think they got away from what got them here. They're the number one rushing team.
All right. So this guy, people were even having a conspiracy theory that the football league would have arranged the referees so that they would advantage this team so that they could benefit further from the Taylor Swift exposure. Because it seems that there were, I don't know, I will never watch this football thing with enough detail, but I've seen people on social media complaining on the referee issue and that there were contentious decisions made, and they think there's a conspiracy there that by making sure that this team rises to the Super Bowl, it means we're gonna have a massive Super Bowl with Taylor Swift in the crowd, with the Taylor Swift porn flowing onto the internet. I love the conspiracy. I don't know the degree of exactness of this conspiracy, but I love the conspiracy. Rudy Lissid says, look, their black people in their team score more points than the black people in our team. Yay, sports ball. Well, it seems that Taylor Swift's boyfriend isn't black. I don't know if I've seen correctly from the images. It seems that he is one of these rare white footballers. So Taylor Swift is in line with her 4chan poll fans. She is rooting for a racially homogeneous male with whom she is. FBI officials says the FBI officials' anti-Trump post violated federal law. The former FBI official, who whistleblowers say shut down an investigation into President Joe Biden's son, violated federal law with a social media post denigrating the former President Donald Trump, according to a watchdog group. Timothy Thibault said engaged in modern-day leafletting on social media. He presented Donald Trump as a broken man in his title that violated the Hatch Act, which bars federal employees from engaging in political activity while on duty. The law also imposes further restrictions on employees of some agencies, such as the FBI, such as prohibiting activity in concert with partisan political groups like the Lincoln Project. Well, it's good that they're getting called out. I'm not surprised. Apparently, there's more, and some of these videos are dating, but there's this whole trend of incels making long videos about how much suffering they've gone through. Just in my YouTube screen, like, I'm 27 and never had a girlfriend. I'm 29, still never had a girlfriend, and that's okay. You are a 25-year-old loner. I'm 27 and I feel lonely all the time. What a trend. This one was from a year ago, but I was listening to the story. It's quite sad. Quite sad. We are in a polygamous female society. And what it means is that females are rotating around the most alpha males, and the males at the bottom, they never get to see action.
There was this girl that I met, and
you're too slow. Your brain is too slow. You're never going to get a girlfriend if you're slow like this. You need to organize your thoughts. You need to stop letting feeling arise inside of you to show instability. You need to be a pillar of solidity. You need to watch Terminator 2. That's how you need to be. Not, there was a... Like, we can see that existence is painful to you. Once you display this to a female, it's going to be blood that you're just putting in the pool, and the shark is smelling it.
Damn it, Jaron, keep it together.
No, don't talk to yourself like this, and you are displaying further loser behavior.
She was the first girl that I thought I had a chance with. Because for the first time, it felt like I met a girl that gave a fuck about me just as much as I gave a fuck about her. We had a lot of things in common. Loved all the same classic rock music, which was rare, you know, for a pretty girl that was close to my age. That doesn't fucking happen.
Bro, if you're looking for a girl that has the same interest as you, the problem is you're approaching this like some kind of harmonious friendship. Oh, we fit well together as far as music tastes go. Doesn't mean shit. Find a girl who is compatible in terms of what she wants with life, with you, and guide her forward. The compatibility needs to be around baby making. She has a vagina, you have a penis.
But anyways, she told me And don't worry, I'll make myself get through this because this has been stuck inside my head for a very long time. And if you're seeing a bunch of flashing lights, it's because I'm parked at a movie theater.
You have zero attention skill, zero focus. You are using excuses to kind of drift away from the main subject. I've been listening to you for a minute 40. I'm still not into any action in your story. Now you're talking about the lights that may show on the video. Who gives a shit?
Where they have a giant screen, so please forgive me for that. But anyways, it felt like, God damn it, now I'm losing my train of thought.
Yeah, man, this guy has no focus, no working cognition. This guy is so self-abolishing. He's hitting on his own brain forever. He's never getting anywhere. Not even in this discussion. Now, forget it, charming a woman like this. You're going to be as confused as she is. You're not going to be a guide for her.
Anyways, so she had a boyfriend. And I got along great with him, you know. But, and I knew she had a boyfriend. But this is my fatal mistake.
Now, the guy fully misunderstands what his true fatal mistake is. He thinks his fatal mistake is to have revealed his love for her. Now, your fatal mistake is way before this. It's when you started spending time with a girl who already has a boyfriend. Now, unless she tells you right away, I have a boyfriend, but I want to leave him now. If she has a boyfriend, she's a loss of time for you. Because right there, you are in front of her. So if she wanted you instead of him, she would go for you right away. Now, if you stay around, you are getting friend-zoned. Friend-zoned with someone who already has someone else.
Because I never told her that I cared about her. Or that I had feelings for her, that I liked her, you know. However you're supposed to tell a woman you like her, because I never fucking did it before her, you know.
You say, hey, I'd like to reproduce with you. Just let me know when you're ready to make babies.
And I remember this was while I was homeless. And I just got denied.
Now you're homeless. And you just got denied another apartment.
Application got denied for an apartment.
Well, so you have zero provider value. So you have zero provider value. You're spending your emotional life fantasizing about a woman who already friend-zoned you. She already has a boyfriend just in case you wouldn't be in deep enough shit yet.
And once that happened, I called her.
And you called her at your lowest moment. You need a crutch in life, and you're using females as this crutch. You need to call her when you're at your peak. Don't call her when you're at your bottom. When you're at your bottom, call your mama. And go live in her house while you figure it out how to make cash and how to come back into play. But you don't call the person you love when you are at the bottom of the barrel.
She was the first person I called. I was fucking crying because, you know.
And you're crying on top of it. Bro, you can't make more intentional moves to be friend-zoned forever. If a woman has seen you cry and it's about weakness, now a woman will find it cute if you cry out of love for them, if you cry in relation to something that you should legitimately cry about. But if you're crying because of your absolute weakness while at the bottom of the barrel, that has an anti-romantic effect on woman. She's going to record in her head beta forever. You could literally be a billionaire next week and she would still think you're a beta.
I thought I wasn't going to be homeless anymore at that time. This was in May of, or May or early June of 2021. And I thought that, you know, because she was a best, she was a, the time she was quickly turning into a best friend.
Quickly turning into a best friend, bro? Those are male delusions. You have deluded yourself into thinking that you are best friends with a female who has a boyfriend. This is the sickest thing. She probably was taking you in pity, and it would be inevitable then that eventually her boyfriend learns about you and puts her into a ultimatum, which is you continue hanging out with this loser or you hang out with me. But there's no place for friendship in a woman's life who is with a guy, and friendships on top of it with other males.
And she told me that she said, "I love you," to her boyfriend. And at the time, he didn't say it back.
These evil woman, she's cultivated this love inside of him. She cultivated this hope because she started talking about her couple problems. Now, if a woman talks to a guy about her problems in the couple, she is tempting him to believe that perhaps there's a chance. So never do this, ladies. Never talk about couple problems with other guys. It is a demon for sex, and you're going to end up ruining them emotionally if they're weak, if they don't know that you may be on the fence and that women don't quite know exactly what it means when they say these things.
And so she was contemplating, questioning her relationship with him.
Ah, see, she's cultivated, and this guy has the bottom of the barrel beta. B. This guy has the bottom of the barrel beta. He's seeing hope. It's the closest thing he's ever had to a shot. Oh my God, she is thinking about maybe leaving him. Now suddenly this girl becomes the most important thing in the world. She totally holds his heart into her hand.
And me, like the fucking idiot that I am, told her I liked her.
It's not idiot. It's you went too weak. You should have just grabbed her. Rawr. I acquire you as my property. Rawr. And now you eat a whole steak of ribeye and you're like, rawr. Now, this guy, his interpretation of his error is actually the only right thing that he's done in all of this. She had opened up the idea that perhaps she's with a boyfriend who doesn't love her, or perhaps she's not with her boyfriend. And so that was the moment to take ownership of her and say, "You are mine forever." Now, you went with, "I kind of like you." And that is elementary school levels of female acquisition. So, of course, she showed you, she will show him, that she was just playing with his heart and that she has no true intent of leaving her boyfriend. But this poor man will think that he did something wrong. This is what's disgusting in this. This poor man will think, "Oh, I didn't. I should have continued staying silent in the friend zone." No, that's not what you should have done. This guy has a full misinterpretation of what he did wrong.
And then she said that classic fucking line that every fucking character that looks like me goes through in a goddamn movie. She said, "I love you, but not like that."
Ah! And he knows about the friend zoning. He knows what it is, but somehow he keeps going for it. It's like these gambling addicts who they know they're gonna lose, but they want to keep doing it. He's addicted to the loss. He's addicted to the failure.
And that fucking broke me. It really did, because here I was thinking everything was I should have kept that to my fucking self. Never should have fucking told her, but she said I could already tell that you liked me. I was just wondering when would you tell me and all that stuff. And
oh my god. And she continues to farm this behavior. She's like, oh yeah, I knew you loved me. I was keeping you around. I was just wondering when you would tell it to me. Oh my god, they're like vampires. They drain energy from you and they like it.
And you know, and I was telling her, you know, I've never had a girlfriend before. I don't know how to deal with these fucking feelings, you know?
Having a girlfriend is not about feelings. Okay, feelings will come and it's going to be nice butterflies, good. But having the girlfriend is having a plan. You need a plan. Having a plan for life, having a plan for what you will provide to each other. Having a plan for what will be the roles, how it will go, when will we have babies, when will we do this and that. Having a girlfriend is not about the feelings. The feelings are a side effect. Maybe you can enjoy them. Don't enjoy them too much because it's kind of flaky.
And then after that she said, and then, you know, We're just gonna continue to be friends. And I said, okay. And
now this is this is the fascinating part that I wanted to bring you guys to. This guy is going to feel betrayed, not on the fact that he's been friend-zoned all this time, but he's gonna be betrayed on the friend zone. He's going to be betrayed because she's not going to hold on to her promise that she just did here. That it's fine if we're friends.
And here's the thing. I was fine with that. I was perfectly fine with that, you know? And then she said, I'm going to, you know, she says, if him and me break up, you know, I'm not going to let him be the reason to stop us from being friends.
Ah, so here is a woman promise. What is the promise? Whatever happens between me and my boyfriend, I will never let my boyfriend break us apart as the friends that we are. We are besties forever. Now, let's see how long that promise holds.
So, anyways,
what I love about this vampire is that this woman will use him for a last lift. Okay. She's gonna use him to drive her to her boyfriend as she breaks up in her friendship with him. She's gonna, like all the good vampires out there, they drain a last shot of you before they drop you in the street. She's going to use him for a lift.
Life went on. And then what the fuck? Oh, God, I'm such a fucking idiot. I should have turned that light on from the very beginning.
Self-deprecation, like a light, because there was a change of lighting. It's not your fault. You're not an idiot. We saw that we were seeing your face before because it was the day. Now it's the night because you're so long at telling your story that you need two different types of lighting for us to go through your story.
Anyways, so life went on. And we you know, things were continued as normal. We continued to hang out. Until one day, I picked her up from her job. And then I took her to, and then I took her back to where she lived.
Well, someone is asking, am I using the right mic? It does seem like my voice is fine. I don't know about you guys. Hello. But yeah, it does seem like it's working.
With her boyfriend. And I swear to God, not even 5 fucking minutes.
So, oh my God, you dropped her to her boyfriend. She was using you for a lift. Now 5 minutes in with her boyfriend.
After I dropped her off, I get this long, 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 gigantic fucking novel of a text message from her that says... it says... I can't be friends with you because you put my relationship in jeopardy.
Of course! You're the friend-zoned lover. You're the insurance policy. A man would be crazy to let her have you as a friend. A man would be crazy to let any woman he has with any male friend of any kind, let alone a man who's been beta cucking by her side for months. Of course, there was no possibility for your friendship to outlast this relationship. It was either him or you, which is why the whole idea that it's okay to be the male who see a wavering in the female and who just takes her ownership and who becomes her boyfriend. The reason it's okay for a male to steal a female from another male when she's wavering, when she's herself showing that she's not loyal to that other male, is this. It's because even if you spread the story over 6 months, it's still what will happen in the end. It's either him or you. So it might as well rip the Band-Aid off rapidly and get done with it. You know, she would have saved you much emotional suffering if you had clearly approached her the minute she said, I don't know if my boyfriend loves me anymore. If that instant you had taken ownership of her, perhaps she would have said, oh, well, I really don't love you. And then you could have had a clean break. And then there would be nothing about friendship or friend zoning. It would be over between you two. But no, you kept spreading and spreading your suffering over months. And now you're emotionally wrecked. Now you're there calling her a slut for what is really your fault. You have extended a friend zoning relationship for more than a second.
And I was so fucking upset. And I've heard these days that YouTube will block your video if you say the S word now. So.
And there you go. Cocked by all side. You can't even say she's a slut. But even if you were capable of saying she's a slut, she's not a slut for the reason you think. You still haven't gotten the right lesson from this. The right lesson from this, yes, new guy, you're right. Do not target focus on one girl. Because girls are just not too... until she commits to a monogamous life with you, don't obsess over one girl. Don't obsess over one girl because it's too costly. There's just too much wavering out there. The average girl is not enough loyal and not enough meaningful that, you know, our continued interaction with you necessarily means that she's a wife material and that she's going to live with you. So you cannot target focus as long as you don't have a clear stated commitment of monogamy and we are together and we're going. Now, at that moment, it's okay to be fascinated by just a single girl. But before that, you need to keep your doors open and never maintain a friendship with woman. It is a delusion. It doesn't work physically, and it's going to bring you only suffering. Colin Oxworth says, have you heard about the Ben-Gurion Canal project? The plans go back to the 50s. The canal runs directly through Gaza and would replace the Suez. It's funny how much the current situation in the Middle East creates the pretext for Israel to become the linchpin of Eurasian trade. Yeah, I'm watching this very closely. I didn't know particularly about this canal project, but I think that the Houthis hitting the commercial ships just like that, it all plays into a narrative that I'm like, who's gonna pull the biggest straw from all this? Ultimately, you know, sometimes you may have the impression that the Houthis are against Israel, but sometimes they may make actions that play into the hand of Israel. And definitely, Israel has been there forever at this junction of civilization, of civilizations with an S. Israel has been there forever with the intent of being a gatekeeper. So I'm looking at the developments and I'm paying attention with this lens. What do they want to be a gatekeeper of? Is it maritime traffic? Is it the interactions between Muslim society and Europe? Is it Asia and Europe? I don't know the full, I don't have a full theory developed, but certainly these points are all very important. Saturn Shine says the woman was an opportunist. Definitely. Because you have women who are, she has consumed this man's energy and she has fucked him up maybe forever. But this is very common, by the way. If males let women do this, they will do it. Really, it's males who have to put a stop to this and say no friend zoning. But males who are not trained to this, men who haven't been taught, hey, friend zoning is actually dangerous emotionally for you. They will let themselves slowly be brought into these, but you know, I still got female proximity. Maybe I still got a chance. And it's like, no, it can only end in drama and heartbreak. It's not healthy to have no clean breaks, which is why my breaks have always been super clean. Like, I'm not even an angry guy, but sometimes I would act assholey. Just after a woman broke with me, I would be like, all right, you're nothing to me, bye. Just to clean break it, just to, like, I'm not even angry, but if I look a little angry, look a little assholey, at least she will discard me in her head, and I will also know that she is fully discarded in my. Sometimes you want to act yourself into a little more of an asshole than you truly are. Because once she said, I don't want to be with you anymore, you can extend this over 6 months if you want of coming back and maybe not, or you can clean break and move on. Saturn Shine says, French is the sexiest language. I don't know. I'm born with this language, so it doesn't sound particularly sexy to me. That is it for tonight, boys. Thank you for watching. And by the way, guys, we are at the end of January. We will be headed toward a part of my life where I will have to be traveling for 2 weeks at some point in the month of April. Around end of March, April, somewhere around there, expect me to not be on Odyssey for 2 weeks. And I need this time to spend some family time, to visit great areas, to travel in car, to spend time with my girlfriend, to inseminate her just full on. So... during these 2 weeks, I will have my phone. I was thinking maybe I could do some Twitter phone shows, maybe with, you know, in the forest as we explore various nations together. Maybe I can talk to you guys by phone, leave little clips, videos, maybe make Twitter lives. But it's going to be hard without a computer to do the Odyssey, the whole everyday show. So I'll try to keep a contact with you during these 2 weeks. I will try to be present in some form. If it's not in video, then it will be in tweeting and commenting on the actuality and news. Dino Lugovic sends a super chat. He says, Jeff, I watched the 1978 movie Death on the Nile yesterday. Would you do a review? I'm going to have to check Death on the Nile. I'm going to have to check if it's interesting. Death on the Nile. Well, it's a 2022 movie, apparently. Maybe they've also made a 1978 version. While on vacation on the Nile, Hercule Poirot must investigate the murder of a young heiress. Maybe I'll do an analysis, but it doesn't seem super interesting. And yesterday I started watching Europa, The Last Battle. I watched just 20 minutes of the first episode. And it's very good. It's very interesting, super well documented. It's basically, you know, the whole theories that I've been used to, I've been exposed to before, but it's very well put together. Theories around, you know, the whole financial system being a cover, being a kind of tool of exploitation for global Jewry to basically extract from the wealth of civilization and benefit from it. And so I've only seen 20 minutes and I'm very excited. Of course, it's very dense, so I'm going to take my time digging through the various parts of this series. But for now, it looks top A-plus quality, let me tell you. You know, because it's not just a cheap, oh, well, the Rothschild, and they have banks, and they're Jews. It's much more deep into, like, the whole history of civilization can be framed in that format. And that's very interesting to me. I will continue to watch this movie, this series very attentively. And it looks like very serious, well-defended, well-presented argument. That is it for tonight, boys. Much love, and I'll see you all tomorrow.